With a look at Radio On The Go Sports, I'm DeWayne Carstens reporting on this Thursday morning. A lot of baseball and softball action around the area last night, and that included our area teams such as Appleton Parkersburg. They had a neat experience going to Riverfront Stadium in Waterloo. It could be considered one of the more bizarre games in program history as AP Baseball defeated Centerpoint Urbana 20-6 in six innings at Riverfront Stadium in Waterloo, as aired on 99 The Wave and Radio On The Go's YouTube channel. John Moenwinkle fills us in.
The Falcons scored 16 runs on just three hits in the sixth inning, coming back from an earlier 6-1 deficit. Staying true to what has been somewhat of a theme to the season, inconsistent play and some mistakes led to the Storm and Pointers taking a 6-1 lead. But AP clawed back within two runs in the fifth inning. Sully Jansen singled to drive in Wes Shirk and Kingston Holman, then Jackson Clespies drove in Jansen to cut the deficit to two. Then the big inning followed. Mick Steggy scored on a passed ball, then a walk with the bases loaded by Lincoln Ammons tied the game at 6-6. Then Shirk came to the plate and gave the Falcons the lead for good.
And he gets a hold of this one. Blooper straight to the second baseman, but the throw home is off target. Falcons take the lead as Hoppenworth comes home to score, and so does Kingston Holman. Now it's a rolling ball towards shortstop, and the Falcons have scored three. 9-6 AP here in the sixth.
Honestly, I've just been trying to see the ball, hit the ball, kind of keep it simple for myself. I've been struggling a little bit, but see ball, hit ball. I just knew I had to put something in play, get the team going.
Having burned a lot of their pitching staff, the Storm and Pointers walked 12 AP batters and hit two with pitches in the sixth inning, many with the bases loaded. The Falcons had 21 batters in the inning, with Steggy, Rylan Asher, and Colbin Hoppenworth each batting three times. Jansen tied for the team lead with three RBIs.
We're really starting to learn, especially the young guys, that it's an energy game. And so kind of capturing that energy a little bit better tonight and just keep building momentum throughout the game, I think really helped us to pour it on late. Something weird about this season is how often we're playing. You know, it's without the conference doubleheaders, we're playing pretty much every day of June. And so it can get a little bit tough to stay locked in every pitch. But I think when we do that, we're a really good baseball team.
On the mound, Steggy was the winning pitcher with one strikeout, one hit, and one walk in 1 1/3 innings.
Earlier in the day, the Falcons fell to Davenport West 14-4 at Riverfront, giving up five runs in each of the fifth and seventh innings. AP returns to action today by hosting Ole Wine to close out a five-game week. Taking a look at the scorecard from RadioOnTheGo.com, other baseball from yesterday saw AGWSR over Gladbrook Rhinebeck 7-3, and Grundy Center toppled West Fork 16-2 in five innings. The Jessup at South Hardin game was postponed. In softball yesterday, Clarion Goldfield Dallas falling to Webster City 11-3 in five innings. Number one Clarksville shut out BCLU W 7-0 in Clarksville. The DNH AP sharing program defeated West Marshall, an upset as the Trojans were rated number 12. DNH AP winning 7-2 yesterday. Grundy Center softball over West Fork 10-3. 13th rated Clear Lake outscored Hampton Dumont Cal 14-8. Iowa Falls Alden fell to Algona 9-2. Battle of rated teams, North Butler at Mason City Newman and second rated Newman Knights defeating the 13th rated Lady Bearcats 1-0 in a tight one up in Mason City. Again, the Jessup at South Hardin softball game also postponed like the baseball game yesterday. Turning to college sports, where Iowa basketball coach Ben McCollum expects sophomore center Trevin Urich to make significant progress heading into next season. The 6'11" product of West Des Moines Valley appeared in 17 games as a true freshman.
Trev's been great. He's been different in pickup. He's been really good, shooting it at a high level, passing it at a high level, triggering offense.
New York averaged nearly 3.5 points per game, but his playing time tailed off during Big Ten play.
He probably could have played throughout the season a little bit more than he did, and it probably would have helped him. You know, he got caught behind a couple people, and hopefully next year it takes a big jump.
The Hawkeye basketball team is in their second week of summer workouts. Back to high school sports, where the Iowa Falls Alden baseball team is looking to bounce back in the second half of the season after a slower start than they had hoped for. Head coach Wyatt Ziesman says they entered this season with nearly everyone back from last year's cadet team, but key injuries have caused some challenges.
We're not exactly where we saw ourselves at the end of the season or where we want to be. We've had some things, unfortunately, not go our way. We've been kind of fighting the injury bug all year, where we lost two guys to graduation last year. And so we came back with seven guys returning, and we were pretty excited about that. And the majority of our pitching staff coming back. And then, unfortunately, before the season started, we ran into an injury bug and had a couple guys get hurt with season-ending injuries that were some key starters for us and returners. And so that kind of put us back a little bit, but we thought we were going to be okay. And since then, we've had a couple more guys going down with some injuries and stuff like that.
The Cadets are 1-7 in the baseball side of the North Central Conference. They split their most recent league doubleheader with St. Edmund, falling 7-3 in Game 1, but earning their first conference win in an 18-11 Game 2 victory. The pitching staff and defense will hope to make strides in the second half of the season. The IFA staff has a team ERA of 6.39 with no starters under 4. Offensively, Brooks Hickman leads with a 4.17 average. Rain Petrie and Ryder Petrie tied for the team lead in hits right now. And while the top of the order is strong, Zietzman says a key to success in the second half of the season will be the rest of the Iowa Falls Alden order gaining confidence to pick up more hits.
We need a handful of guys to be in that top 300 area offensively, and then we just need our bottom half of the order to kind of get that one out of three hit type games, and that's going to help us offensively. And those guys have done a great job for us, those leaders and the ones that are leading the way with our batting averages and getting on base. And it's just been one of those things that, unfortunately, in certain games, we didn't get the key or the timely hits. But that started to change a little bit this week. And so hopefully we can keep that ball rolling and get some confidence with those lower side of the batting order and the younger guys and keep it rolling.
And IFA finishes the week out tonight at Osage and returning to conference play Monday, then at Clarion Goldfield Dawes. The AGWSR baseball team will host South Hardin in a North Iowa Cedar League game tonight, airing on 104.9 KLMJ. You can tune in the Cougars. The Cougar baseball crew has opened the season strong at the plate, leading the NICL with a .322 batting average for the team. Remington Kearns and Bo Starr are each batting over .400, while Clay Boozman, Tristan Dennis, Landon Dennis, and Brady Abbas are each hitting over .300. AGWSR head coach Adam Clark says the offensive production is a result of how the Cougars are approaching at-bats.
It's a mentality change. You know, everybody likes the big flashy drive the ball to the gap, hit it off the fence, hit it over the fence type baseball. But at the end of the day, that's not what's going to consistently win games. It's a simple approach at hit the ball exactly where he threw it. If he throws it down the middle, hit the ball back up the middle. And we've done a really, really good job of that pretty much all year. We've had some innings, some situations where maybe we wanted to try and do too much, and we were reminded that when we don't try to do too much, we end up getting a better result.
The Ackley, Geneva, Wellsburg, Steamboat Rock pitching staff has also held batters in check this season, ranking in the top three in NICL strikeouts. Clark says the staff's reliability has been a key to the Cougars' early season success.
It's great when you can lean on Tristan Dennis, Clay Boozman, Lane Olson, Lane Rose. It just makes games shorter. It makes other teams struggle to score. And when it makes the game shorter, when you know you're going to get zeros, you know, at least three or four of the seven innings, they have to do things they're uncomfortable with. And we can just kind of play our brand of baseball and chip away.
Again, the South Hardin at AGWSR baseball game tonight on KLMJ. First pitch, 7 p.m. pregame coverage at 6:45. And over on the Radio on the Go YouTube channel and 99 The Wave, we'll have the DNHAP softball team hosting Grundy Center this evening. It'll be a battle of teams looking to stay near the top of the league standings. The Wolverines are in fourth place, having fallen to number 8 East Marshall in their last conference game. Eva Walker is third in the league in batting average for AP DNH and second on base percentage at .627. Emphasizing small ball, Grundy Center leads the NICL with 50 consecutive stolen bases on the season, with Maddie Hendershot leading the league individually with 19. Grundy Center looks to bounce back from an 8-2 setback against Denver in the Spartans' last conference game, which snapped a 3-game win streak. Pre-game coverage tonight, again, it'll be at Grundy Center at DNHAP in Dyke at 6:45, followed by first pitch at 7 p.m. Taking a look at the scorecard for today, Both AGWSR baseball and softball hosting South Hardin. Applington Parkersburg baseball hosting Ullwine. Clarion Goldfield Dow's teams in action. The baseball team hosting Lake Mills. And the Cowgirls softball team hosting South Hamilton tonight. Clarksville teams are both at Don Bosco and Gilbertville this evening. Iowa Falls Alden at Hampton Dumont Cal for softball at 7:30. And the Iowa Falls Alden baseball team is at Osage. West Fork is going to be at Clear Lake for baseball and hosting North Butler for softball. Softball this evening. And once again, we will have live coverage from the Midland Power Cooperative annual customer appreciation down in Iowa Falls later today on KLMJ. Mitch Williams is going to be broadcasting from the festival. It is a fun time, some good food and fun for the whole family. And more sports can be found online at radioonthego.com, as well as the YouTube channel and X, as well as Facebook. I'm Dwayne Karstens reporting. You have a terrific Thursday.